What's happening, team? Welcome to the Type 1 Movement Podcast, where I'm going to be sharing with you my tips, tricks, and stories to help you lead the healthiest life possible as a Type 1 diabetic. I am your host, Type 1 Tom. Just a quick disclaimer, any advice that I give will not overpower your medical professional, so please consult with them first if you're thinking of making any changes. Welcome to this episode of the Type 1 Movement Podcast. A little bit off the cuff, this one, but I was thinking yesterday when I was driving back from the gym about like the way that I've exercised over the years, the way that I've managed my diabetes around it and all that sort of stuff. And then it kind of got me thinking, you know, when you're just driving along and you have these random thoughts, and your brain starts working overtime. And I was like, And I tried to strip things back to the foundation, so the base, if you like, the base of me ever starting to exercise a few months ago around lockdown, the base of me getting into cycling, and then going back about 12, 13 years ago now, the base of me getting type 1 diabetes and learning how to manage my glucose levels. And it got me thinking, we have, this is why I've called this, it will make sense, you know, build a base first. It will make sense shortly when I get into it. So, but before I do, actually, I just do want to thank everyone for tuning in, for watching this live, if you're watching live, or you're listening to it as well. As I always say, there's a couple of ways that you can help this podcast. If you would be so kindly to screenshot whatever you're listening to, share it on your socials, on your Instagram stories, tag me at type1_Tom. And then the other way, just leave me a review and a rating on it. This will really help me reach more type 1 diabetics and help them out with this podcast. So I was driving along and I'm thinking back over the years about where I started when I started managing my diabetes and I started exercising. And I remember, like, take exercise first. I remember the first time that I went into a gym and I was looking at all these big guys and they was lifting weights. And I was like, shit, man, like, I ain't never going to be that strong or be able to do that kind of stuff. And this was years ago when I was like 16, 17. I'm like 33 now. I had to think about that one. Yeah, 33 now, I think. So that was years ago getting into that. And then also a few years later when I progressed stuff into kind of strength and conditioning, sort of CrossFit style workouts, I was looking at these people doing the workouts. I was like, shit, man, they're fast. And how can they do a muscle up? How can they do that handstand walk? How can they clean and do these Olympic lifts and stuff and snatches, which you'll be familiar with if you've ever attempted any strength and conditioning sort of CrossFit style programming. And then obviously going back to a few months ago, like mid-lockdown, I was looking at, you know, getting into cycling and stuff, and I was seeing these cyclists and they're spending 3 or 4 hours out cycling. And I'm like, shit, like, how do they do that? How do they cycle for that long at you know, a certain sort of intensity or climb these hills that fast and stuff like that? So every time I've got into something, I've always looked kind of down the line into the more advanced stuff and just thought, how do people do that? How am I ever going to get to that? And then I think it comes from building a base, like same with nutrition and stuff like that. It comes from building a base. Like if we take when I first got into exercise and I was like, shit, I'm never going to be as strong as them. But then it's obviously learning how to move your body weight first and then progressing from there. Do you know what I mean? It's very simple. It's build a base, progress from there. Same when I started working with my coach and I started wanting to do these Olympic lifts, you know, your snatches, your cleans, your jerks and all that sort of stuff. It was a case of building, doing it slow, building the strength foundation, being able to move your body in the correct positions, and then progressing from there. Same like when I was wanting to learn like a handstand walk or a muscle up. It's like doing the basics first, you know, muscle up, being able to do a pull up and a dip, and then handstand walks, just being able to walk up a wall and have that overhead shoulder strength. So it's all these basic stuff. Same when I got into cycling, I was like, shit, I'm never going to be able to ride for 3 or 4 hours. And now I can do that on a weekend quite happily. But that's only come from me building a base of time spent on the bike, building a base level of aerobic fitness, you know, going out for an hour, going out for a couple of hours, going out for 2.5 hours, building it up over time. The same when you see these super intense workouts that people are smashing out. And this is going off track a little bit, and I will link it back to, you know, type 1 diabetes and glucose control, but I want you to get this first. When you see these people smashing out super intense workouts and you're like, shit, they're super fit, they started by building a base. They should have, well, they should have if they've done it properly. They should have started by being able to sit on a rower or a bike or a skier for like 30 minutes to 60 minutes. As boring as that is, they built a baseline of aerobic fitness first before they started adding all these crazy shit in, these super intense workouts. They built a base. And this got me thinking back to around 12 or 13 years ago when I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And I remember, like, it was so fucking confusing. I mean, come on, guys. Like, if you remember being diagnosed, how fucking confused was you? You've got to count carbs. You've got to put this weird substance in your body and stuff. And you've got to make it match the carbs and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, it's going to change at different times of the day. And if your activity level changes, so does that. If you start eating higher fat meals and, do you know what I mean? You want to go out for meals, you've got to change it again. And it was like, fucking hell. Like, I was very confused. How many of us, I know there's a lot of you nodding your head right now, and we still get confused at times, right? But I built a base. And this is exactly what I'm getting at when you're looking at fitness, you're looking at strength. For me, time on the bike and stuff like that. We need to build a base. We build a base of a very baseline of something in everything we do. In everything we want to get better at, we need to have a foundation. I always say, think of this like building a house. You might have the best looking house. Might look beautiful, amazing, huge. That's built off a foundation though, right? It's not just thrown together. Like, and the same with fitness and all that sort of stuff. People don't just come in off the street, like no level of fitness at all, and start smashing out super intense workouts or being able to sustain a certain effort for 30 minutes or 60 minutes, or get on a bike and just be able to ride for an hour at a certain amount of effort. They might toodle along a little bit or freewheel. But this comes from building a base, and it's the same with managing your diabetes as well. Same when I go back to 12 or 13 years ago. I had to build a base. I had to build a base understanding of the condition. And this is where I think a lot of people go wrong and a lot of people miss. And by building a base, what I'm trying to say is it's the basic shit. The basic shit of just carb counting. The basic shit of knowing your insulin to carb ratio and giving yourself injections. The basic shit of pricking your finger and testing your blood glucose. Yeah? Before we even, like, get onto pumps, I think it's rare when someone will be given a pump when they're first diagnosed, because we need to build this base first of knowing how to manage it on MDI, multiple daily injections. And obviously, like, that will help controlling a pump because you've got to know your levels and stuff like that. And the same, like, we've got so much tech nowadays, like CGMs and Libras with these trend arrows and all this data that it gives us. But I think if we've not built a base first with pricking our fingers and understanding those numbers, you're not going to be that equipped to be able to read the more intricate data, if you like. So I think building a base first before trying to get all snazzy and do prolonged boluses when you're going out for meals and high fat meals and all that sort of stuff, worrying about what's going to happen around exercise. If you can build a base first, you're going to be winning. And by a base, I mean, get a basic meal. Might seem boring, might seem plain, but a basic meal with your basic macros in, carbs, protein, low amount of fat, and just eat that and try and bolus for it and keep your blood glucose in range. That's basic. It's a basic level of nutrition, yeah? Same with exercise as well. Go and do a very basic weightlifting session. Might be a full body session. Do you know what I mean? No cardio, no high intense shit thrown in. A basic lifting session, yeah? At the gym, or it could be a home body weight workout, and just seeing what goes on with your blood glucose levels, yeah? And then go and do a higher intensity session and see what goes on with your glucose levels. Like, if you can build, hopefully this is making sense for you, but if you can strip things back to the very basics, yeah? And this is why I always preach that you don't need an insulin pump to have good control. You don't need a CGM or a Libra to have good control. You can do it with the basics, the finger pricks and the injections, the multiple daily injections, your basal bolus routine. You can do that because that's the basics. You've got to understand the basics first. So if you strip things back to basics and build a base foundation, you've always got that to come back to, yeah? It's like, if you can get, so if we look at, I always say the base of managing diabetes is your basal rate, right? Because that's what underpins everything. That's the insulin that trickles around in the background. If you've not got that nailed, your insulin to carb ratio and correction factors, you're not really going to know that because you've not got your base nailed. You've not got your basal nailed. And if you're on pens, it can be a little bit more tricky, do you know what I mean, to fine-tune that. If you're on a pump, you can really sort of fine-tune that. But if you can get a stable sort of rough idea of what your basal rate is, you're managing your diabetes then, knowing your insulin to carb ratio, your correction factors, what you need to do around exercise and stuff becomes a whole lot easier because you've nailed that base, that basal rate. And you need to think of managing your diabetes and nutrition and exercise all like that. Do the most basic shit first, understand what happens, and then you can start building on from there. It's like, can you imagine, like, I remember when I was first come out of hospital and I was like, I really want a Chinese. And I had a Chinese because I was craving it. I didn't understand that there was a lot of sugar because I like deep fried crispy shredded chili chicken or something, salt and pepper chips. I had this Chinese. I didn't understand there was a lot of sugar in it. Well, I knew, and a lot of fat. And I didn't know that I would have had to put an extended bolus on, or just because I was on pens, put a certain amount up front and then keep checking every couple of hours. And hey ho, I got a big spike after 2 or 3 hours. Because I went in with a snazzy, fancy pants sort of meal, if you like, without building a base of understanding what happens with basic meals, non-high-fat meals, non-higher-sugar sort of meals, yeah? And one of the things, the biggest tip I can give you, and even if you're years into being a type 1, and even if you've got good glucose control as well, one of the best things that I ever did and that I still do from time to time is keep a food diary. I kept a food diary when I was first diagnosed for like the first 6 months. I think I've still got it somewhere. And in that is exactly what I ate, the amount of carbs in it, my blood glucose before eating, and how much insulin I put in. And then I retest a couple of hours after when I started to understand about insulin work taking 2 to 3 hours to work. I retest a couple of hours after, and I write down my blood glucose level then, and I retest an hour after, and I write it down then. So I built up a diary of all these different foods and what happened to my blood glucose levels. The same when I first went back to exercise, because it actually took me a couple of months to get out my own fucking way and stop being scared of what had happened with my glucose levels when I got back into exercise, because that was my life. So I actually went back to the gym, and I made a note of what my blood glucose level was, what the workout that I did was, what it was halfway through, and what it was at the end. And this is the sort of shit, this is the basic shit that's going to allow you to understand what happens to your glucose levels better. This is something that I get all the guys who come and work with me on my 30-day blood glucose management system program, I get all of them to track this information. I give them sheets and spreadsheets to do it. It's no longer like in an old school diary. Some of them like to do that. But I get them to track this because this is all about building a base. Building a base first, and then you can start progressing from there. But you always need to have this baseline to be able to come back to. So hopefully that, like I say, this was off the cuff. Hopefully it makes sense. It's easy to, you know, start to get confused and look at all these snazzy bits of technology or extending boluses or different meals and stuff. But it's so important to build a base with the basic shit first. The basics of nutrition, a basic meal, basic exercise sessions, and just knowing what happens to your blood glucose around them so you can better manage it. Yeah, so hopefully, like I say, that makes sense. I hope you have enjoyed this episode, like I say, a little bit off the cuff and that. And I do want to say, as I always say to you guys listening on this, thank you very much for listening. As I said at the start, 2 ways you can help this podcast. First one, screenshot whatever device you're listening to it on or whatever platform, share it on your Instagram stories and tag me at @type1_Tom. Second, just leave a little review and a rating, as that will really help me help more type 1 diabetics. And as always, a link's going to be in the show notes to, as I mentioned, my 30-day program. If you wish to apply for that, you want to improve your blood glucose control and diabetes management over the next 30 days, click that link, fill out the application form, and I'll be in touch to see if you're a good fit. I'll also stick a couple of links in there for my free ebooks, specifically for type 1s, and my free Facebook community group for type 1s. But again, guys, thank you very, very much for listening, and I shall catch you all in the next episode. Have a good one.